Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 15, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
God created the soul and the matter also. Have you discussed anything? God created everything. God created soul and the matter.
The individual soul. Well, then how is the individual soul eternal if it has a beginning?
We say there is no beginning. As God has no beginning, the soul has no beginning. Na jayate na mriyate eva. That is the distinction between matter and soul.
They counter that if God is all powerful, He can do anything. So why not? He can create a soul, and that soul can then be eternal from that point. The Christian may argue that God is all powerful. So God has created the soul, and from that point the soul is eternal.
Soul is eternal, we admit.
But only from that point, not in the past.
Not in the past?
Yes, because according to biblical philosophy, you only have one lifetime in this world.
That? Who goes to heaven?
Persons who adopt the principles.
If one life, then who goes to heaven and who goes to hell?
Very few go to heaven.
Anyone, if he goes to hell or heaven, then why do you say one life? Then another life? Otherwise, what is the meaning of going to heaven or hell?
No, they get one chance to do good or bad and then finish. They get one chance to do good or bad, then you either go to heaven or to hell.
That's
but you don't get another chance.
Heaven, money, there is another life.
Yeah.
How do you say one life? It is defective.
But this is what God has said in the Bible, therefore we must accept. This is what God has said in the Bible, therefore we must accept.
God, if He says something unreasonable, how He can hear? You say one life. Then who goes to the next level? That is defect.
We cannot explain why some people are born in a more pious setting and some people are born in a more impious setting.
Because they do not know the karma. Karma is even according to one's activity, pious and impious, he gets the next one. That is why he is there. But they do not believe in karma. When I was a student in Scottish Church College, so we had to attend class half an hour. Bible. So, Dr. Arthur, the argument was that if karma is there and I am suffering for my karma, who is the witness? But because they do not know that the witness is God.
He asked that question?
Huh?
He asked that question?
Yes, he asked it. Pleasure. Paramatma, they say holy ghost. What is that holy word?
The Holy Ghost is supposed to give knowledge to persons who have embraced the teaching.
That word is seen. What you are doing. So according to your action, the Holy Ghost gives to another part. Seated in everyone's heart and is observing Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurhani Maya.
He contends that if a person does not become fully aware in this lifetime of God, then they don't have another chance and they're condemned to hell for eternity.
Okay. Hell or hell doesn't matter. The next life is there. I will say one life. That is the practical. Therefore this philosophy cannot be accepted. Anything which is defective is not to be accepted.
Simply dogma.
Yeah. It's rejection. That is basic first.
Actually, there's so many different understandings that the Christians have of the same thing. They all have different type of philosophy.
No, Christ never said that. Christ never said. Exactly. Christ never said you only have one life.
That is real pleasure. That is real pleasure.
All of this evolved from the church fathers.
That is all defective and scrupulous.
Just come up to us and thank your time. And they're smoking a cigarette. And they say, do you accept Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you cannot be successful unless you accept Jesus Christ like us. But they're smoking.
Oh, we accept. Rather, you do not accept. Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. We strictly observe that, but you kill. You are not a Christian.
But that's just an ideal, the Ten Commandments. You're not expected to follow.
That is your explanation. That is your concept. Take it. As soon as you disobey the Ten Commandments, you are not a Christian. You are heathen.
What do you mean?
And that a religious faith should not be discussed and philosophy, because everyone has got some own concocted faith. That is not philosophy. Faith is different. I believe. You believe, I do not believe. That is not philosophy. Philosophy is about that asmin dehe, dehin asmin yatha dehe, very so. This is pleasure. And without philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental conquest. Though both of them should be combined, then it is perfect.
Can be given though that man's logic is so tiny, pea brain, and God's logic is so great. So how can actually man discuss the logic of God? The argument is given that God is infinitely great.
Then don't respect. Sleep. If you cannot understand God's logic and God's philosophy, then don't discuss.
Jewish people say that you can't chant the name of God because it is too sacred.
Yes. Too sacred. That's actually that's a fact. But those are too sinful, they cannot chant. Ten kinds of offense.
is that God has put the world here for us to enjoy, so we will please Him by enjoying it.
Go at 4 o'clock to your working place and come at 9:10. Is that enough?
But on the weekend we can go to the beach. So we can eat whatever we want.
Really? You can go to hell also. If you are suffering from disease, why do you enjoy it? Mental discomfort, bodily discomfort. You are taking Christ's pills for tranquility. Is that enjoyable?
So you have to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, there is nonsense in that. It's full fact.